I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Muslim against Muslim violence in Darfur, Sudan continues. It's already killed tens of thousands of people and forced millions into camps. Partners International's Mark Bardwell says the situation's getting worse. Many groups are leaving. Since Partners works with nationals, they're staying, providing humanitarian aid, which is providing ways to share the gospel.
When people that share your same belief system are destroying your homes, killing your family, raping your women, and then, you know, they go in as pastors and they are bringing supplies and just caring for them, and that's opening a lot of doors.
Go to our website to help. Next, today marks the two-year anniversary of Sri Lanka's tsunami. Sadly, corruption as well as ethnic and religious violence are blocking foreign aid for many survivors. Open Doors' Carl Muller says they're nurturing partnerships in a ministry package delivery project aimed at rebuilding the spiritual infrastructure.
In the last year, we were able to distribute about 100 of these ministry packages to 100 different churches in that area. And each package has hymnals and mats and chairs, musical instruments, Bibles. It's an entire package for a church to reestablish itself.
And Bhutan's king unexpectedly stepped down earlier this month, sparking hope that freedom of religion will finally come. Gospel for Asia's president K.P. Yohannan says Bhutan is a closed country, but hopes the crown prince will hold a different view on Christians. Right now, it's illegal for a Buddhist to become a Christian, and church buildings are forbidden. In spite of the oppression, GFA missionaries are at work. The people are receptive to the gospel, and many have become believers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.